Good morning. How you doing? You ready? Let's go. It's Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. This is First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines across the board, all the top stories as you start your day, and this show starts right now. And we always start with the top story today. It's weather. Weather and wildfires. For the last few days, fires have been burning in the Carolinas and Georgia. At one point, the number of separate fires raging was over 100. I know the fire crews have worked to lower that drastically, so that's great. A handful of residents have been forced to evacuate. Thousands of acres have burned. The governor of South Carolina declared a state of emergency. Thankfully, some rain is expected today. Also, a cold front coming in to push out the dry air. And in addition to that, the National Weather Service issued blizzard warnings yesterday in the Great Plains. They're calling for lots of snow with strong winds up to 70 miles per hour, so that means whiteout conditions. Texas is expecting to get hit hard as well. Honestly, looking at this map, it seems like half the country is dealing with weather-related issues today. The CNN headline says, March storm threatens to create a blizzard, tornadoes, and fires. So please stay safe out there. On to sports. This is a big one. This broke yesterday. After 31 years with Fox Sports, Jimmy Johnson just announced his retirement. Retiring not just from the network, but from broadcasting altogether. He said he had been thinking about it for 4 or 5 years. He said, quote, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss all the guys, but it has been a great run. In the NBA, Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies threw a ball into the stands Sunday night, and he was just hit with a $25,000 fine. He wasn't, like, angry at the fans or anything. He was throwing a ball down the court as the buzzer went off at the end of the third quarter, and it just sailed over the hoop. And that's an automatic fine, $25,000. The Grizzlies lost that game to the Knicks, 114-113. Lastly here, Serena Williams is joining the ownership group of the WNBA's first Canadian franchise, the Toronto Tempo. I like the name. She said, quote, this moment is not just about basketball. It's about showcasing the true value and potential of female athletes. That team, the Tempo, they're scheduled to begin play in the league in 2026. On to some entertainment headlines this morning. Just a couple things. First, a real big bummer, super sad news. Dolly Parton's husband of nearly 60 years just passed away. He was a very private man, stayed out of the spotlight. Carl Dean, almost 60 years, can you imagine that? They reportedly met the day Dolly moved to Nashville when she was 18 years old. She shared this sad news yesterday on her Instagram. I can link that in our Instagram stories if you want to read her little message at First Thing Pod. Dolly is a treasure, and this is, again, very, very sad. In other news, the New York Times has filed to dismiss Justin Baldoni's $250 million lawsuit against them. They had published an article about the It Ends With Us accusations. He thought it was a smear campaign, and now the publication is saying they stand by their reporting and they want the lawsuit thrown out. Moving on to movie and TV news. I've got a bunch more updates on the Oscars, things that came out throughout the day yesterday. First, Adrian Brody now holds the world record for the longest acceptance speech in Oscars history. The previous record was 5 minutes and 30 seconds. His Sunday night was 5 minutes and 40 seconds. They even tried to play him off, and he told them to turn the music off. It was kind of playful, but still, that's a long speech. Unfortunately, songwriter Diane Warren is closing in on an Oscars record of her own. She lost Sunday night for the 16th time. 16 nominations, 0 wins. That ties the record. There's a sound engineer that also has 16 nominations and 0 wins. We now know when Anora, the movie that won almost all the awards, will be streaming. It's going to be on Hulu on the 17th. I know a lot of people want to watch it now. Less than 2 weeks, the 17th on Hulu. Also, another Hulu-related Oscars news. Sunday was a rough night for them. It was the first time they were airing the Oscars live, and they had a lot of issues. The broadcast just shut off toward the end of the show. It's almost as if it was running late due to someone's 5-minute speech. I don't know. Hulu has since apologized for the inconvenience, but people were not happy. The family of late actor Tony Todd is upset that he didn't make it into the In Memoriam section of the show. Come on, that's Candyman. A lot of fans are mad about this as well. He was in a million things, a million movies, mostly in the horror space. Lastly, Chappell Roan and Elton John performed together at his famous after party in West Hollywood, just like the song. I can link video of that if you want to see it at First Thing Pod. Lastly here, a few things to watch today and tonight. Denise Richards has a new show on Bravo called Denise Richards and Her Wild Things. on Hulu. It's the first season finale of Paradise. My wife and I have been watching that show. It is intense. On Disney Plus, it's the long-awaited premiere of Daredevil Born Again, and Netflix has the series premiere of With Love, Megan, which is Meghan Markle's new show, all out today.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Peaks Nandaka. Peak is P-I-Q-U-E. I love this stuff. Recently discovered it. They sent it to me as I was dealing with some health stuff, and I really fell in love. I've been a lifelong coffee drinker, but I've always kind of wished there was a better way, you know, like an alternative or something. Now, instead of just like that quick caffeine hit I get from coffee, Nandaka really gives a steady, sustained energy that lasts all day. There's no crashes, no afternoon slumps, just kind of clear, focused, calm energy that that keeps me going. And it's so much better for your digestion as well. No bloating, no weird stomach pains, just light and balanced. I love it. I really do. I'm happy to have them on board here. If you want to look them up, go to my link here, peaklife.com/firstthing. P-I-Q-U-E again is how you spell it, peaklife.com/firstthing. If you decide to give them a try, you'll get 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase that comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker so you can make the perfect cup every time. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. I mentioned yesterday that Gracie Abrams had to postpone a show due to an illness, and that just extended to two more last night and tonight in the UK. She said, quote, "Unfortunately, I am still really struggling with this illness and have been advised that I cannot perform these next two nights. I can't tell you how much this breaks my heart. Get well soon." I like Gracie Abrams. Did you know she is the daughter of filmmaker J.J. Abrams? True story. Maybe you did know that, and I sound crazy right now. In other tour news, Brad Paisley just announced the first leg of his Truck Still Works world tour. Starts in May. I'll post those dates if you want to see him. Walker Hayes is going to be out with him, among others. The Offspring, Jimmy Eat World, and Newfound Glory just announced a 34-date tour. The Supercharge tour. It gets started July 11th in Florida. I can post those dates as well at First Thing Pod. This is another big story in the punk rock world. The band Brand New is officially back. It's been about 7 years, and they announced three shows: Dallas, Newport, Kentucky, and Nashville, all happening later this month. In residency news, Alanis Morissette just announced her first ever Vegas residency. That's going to be big. It's happening at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Just eight shows for now. They get started in October. General on sale is this Friday. Lastly, according to the tourist board in Mexico, Firefest 2 does not exist. Billy McFarlane, the man behind the scam that was the original Firefest, he's been teasing its return this summer on an island off of Cancun. Some ticket packages are going for over $1 million, and I really hope nobody bought one because it sounds, according to this, like there are no actual plans for an event. Some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. President Trump has officially paused all military aid to Ukraine. This, of course, comes after Friday's contentious meeting in the Oval Office with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. They said it's not a permanent termination of aid, just a pause. In other Trump news, the tariffs have arrived. Today is the day they go into effect on Canada and Mexico. 25% taxes on imports from both of those countries. Also, he is scheduled to deliver an address to a joint session of Congress tonight. It's a speech like a State of the Union, even though it's technically not a State of the Union. That is happening tonight, and it'll be easy to find on TV if you want to watch it. Checking in on the Pope now. Unfortunately, the latest from the Vatican is not great. They shared that he just suffered two episodes of acute respiratory failure on Monday. He wasn't responding to oxygen therapy. They said his blood levels remain stable, though. He is back on a ventilator, and doctors are remaining cautious. Casey Anthony is trending this morning. She's making waves because she has now joined TikTok and Substack, where she plans to advocate for herself and her late daughter, Kaylee. She said she wants to reintroduce herself personally and professionally again. While she was tried for the murder of her daughter, she was not found guilty. In food and drink news, today is the day that your favorite Starbucks drink could be gone. We found out recently that they were getting rid of some of their, quote, less popular beverages. That includes 9 Frappuccinos, and today is the day those changes take effect. Lastly here, I always end the show with something positive. Today it's a very sad one, but it's happy at the same time. I needed to acknowledge this guy. I just read about the passing of James Harrison. He was an Australian man that had a rare antibody in his blood. In his lifetime, he donated blood 1,173 times, and he's credited with saving 2.4 million babies. His blood was used to make a medication. He was known as the man with the golden arm. He always said that he hopes someone breaks his record. This guy is just, I mean, he's someone that everyone should know. We need to put him on money. He just passed away at the age of 88, and he will certainly be missed. Quite a life he lived. James Harrison. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. Go attack this Tuesday. Won't you make it the best one ever? If you can share this podcast with just one friend, I'd appreciate that. Small little independent show like this, I'll take all the help I can get. Appreciate it. Back tomorrow to do it again.
Please tell your friends about this show.